HealingPowerHour.com.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, I hope you didn't hear me sigh. As soon as I got ready, I was like, and it is not that I don't want to do the show, it's like I'm so exhausted. But anyway, hopefully that didn't come out during the intro of the program. This is Dr. Akila, someone who is very happy to be here. And I wish upon everybody's list who's listening right now. I have no idea if anyone's listening today because today is the Super Bowl. And, never really cared for Super Bowl. Really, I'm not really much of a football fan. Maybe because I don't have time. I don't have time to watch football. And I think if I did have time, I would do something else. So, you know, everybody's doing their football Super Bowl party, that's great. And me, I'm here working. I'm so behind on so much stuff. February is going to be basically a blur because, as most of you know, I am relocating next month to Germany. And I don't think anybody has any idea what that entails. Unless you do it yourself. It's different if you're moving to another state. But when you're moving to another country, we're talking about something totally different. And every day is a day that consists of unfinished business. And in the business I don't finish that day, I use the next day to finish. So usually Sunday and Monday are usually my off day, and they're not right now because I'm taking clients on Mondays because since I feel a little guilty about leaving and that they're not seeing me except for two times a week for the rest of the year, well, two times a week every 2 to 3 months for the rest of the year this year, and then who knows what happens next year. So I decided to be lenient, and those who have to see me on Monday, I'll make an exception for them. And of course, no new clients. If you're a regular client of mine, you can have Mondays. But if you're a new client, yeah, you just had to deal with Tuesday through Saturday. So I don't accept any new clients on my off day, just my regulars. So that's that for what's going on with me. So anyway, let's get to the show. Today is episode 29, Natural Cures and Preventions of Fibroids. I changed the title. The title was The Cause, Cures, and Preventions of Fibroids. But I'm using that title to death. So I decided to just be a little savvy and just reword everything. And I'm not really worried about too many people listening right now because one thing is for sure, people will be listening to the pre-recording of this. So they'll, you know, go to the website, healingpowerhour.com. By the way, nothing against BTR, but when you listen to the replays on the BTR website, the volume is kind of low and, you know, sound quality is not good. When I get a copy of it, I edit the audio, so I raise the sound, so I take out any little silent spots that due to the Vonage line, So I edit it. So when you listen to it, you listen to a better quality on HealingPowerHour.com than BTR website. So that's just something to know. So if you want to listen to this program in the future at a better quality, feel free to go to HealingPowerHour.com, and you can listen to all of the shows that I've done. And for those who didn't listen to the Q&A last time, by the way, I haven't uploaded that yet. And I was in rare form. I was so happy that I was near silly with the Q&A. That's really rare for me, not being silly, but it's really rare for me to be, you know, in that type of mood on the Q&A section of our broadcast. So I'm probably going to upload that today, as well as this this broadcast too, of natural cures and preventions of fibroids. Speaking of such, let me see. I got some announcements here. Did I greet everybody? I don't know if I did already, but let me just do this. Today is Sunday the 7th and of February, and I greet everyone listening and those who will be listening. Blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Always want to bless that upon you, okay? So sometimes I forget because my mind is rushing and I want to cover everything I have to within the next 60 minutes. And sometimes I slack and forget to give you those blessings, but not today. Today I gave it to you. And so as I prepare for the Germany move, due to the fact that this month is going to be very hectic, we'll probably just only have two shows this month. We have this one, episode 29, and then probably another Q&A, episode 30. If I don't do a Q&A, I don't know if I'm going to do one or not. I may do another special on something else. I want to touch on dialysis, how dangerous they are. I do want to do this on a phone interview on that before I head overseas, because once I head overseas, I will just be doing in-studio broadcasting. So if you notice, if you go to the website, you'll notice that the in-studio is like, what, six episodes? And then the studio, I mean, the phone one here down on BTR server, there's like 28, 29 of those. So it's going to switch when I go overseas and relocate to Germany. I'm going to start calling my clients. I have a lot of clients all around the world, those who've healed themselves with my help with HIV, AIDS, various cancers. I got so many cancer clients that I could just pick just a handful. So what I'm going to probably do is each cancer situation, like cancer of the liver, cancer of the breast, cancer of the cervix, cancer of the uterus, cancer of the lungs, whatever area that person was in, I'm going to interview them, you know, on the studio line, because I'm going to bring that equipment with me overseas and start interviewing my clients, as well as interviewing some other people. I have I received a book from a doctor. I can't, where is that book? That book is around here somewhere. I can't remember, but he has a very, his method of getting people to lose weight is very similar to my mentality and my method. And we are in sync with the way we do things. So I'm going to have him on too. I'll probably have him on the phone interview here, as well as in the studio, which is going to, they both are going to be better qualities on the site. So we're going to have that, and also interview live people. So starting April, maybe May, just depends on how settled I am overseas, we're going to start switching it up. So those of you who are listening now, just go to HealingPowerHour.com starting and check on it in April and go to the in-studio broadcasting, and you'll hear some very good stuff. There's some good stuff on it right now on how to go grocery shopping, or, you know, the harmful effects of high fructose corn syrup, that stupid commercial. Yo, dude, you know, high fructose corn syrup, you know what they say about it? He go, what? And dude just sit there all quiet. And I'm just like, why are they still playing this stupid commercial? And then the guy says, high fructose corn syrup is not as bad as sugar. Duh, sugar is bad. That's like saying cocaine is not as bad as heroin. Are you kidding me? Are you really, really kidding me? You know, what's wrong with cocaine? Oh, there's nothing wrong with cocaine. Cocaine is just as, you know, it's the same as heroin. All right? Like, you really talking like you know what you're talking about. It sounds so silly. I hate that the media assumes that the masses are stupid. Then again, maybe I assume that everybody's smarter than they think they are. I don't know. Somebody's right on the other end. But whatever you think you are, it's true. So anyway, so that's that. And last but not least, I moved back the sale of the herbs. I know for a fact, okay, we're getting large orders. So what I'm doing is I'm making sure, if anybody want to know what I'm talking about, we're talking about the herbal supplements on Celestial Healing website, the detox, the blood cleanser, and the wellness womb, which is for women who have fibroids and has shrunk them. This is a fibroid preventer. If you have fibroids, this supplement will not work, okay? I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There isn't a supplement that there's one supplement out there that is a cure-all for fibroids. If anybody says this product we have right here is the only thing you need to shrink your fibroids, they are lying to you. Because I've been helping women shrink fibroids for over 15 years. If I have not created a cure-all pill, which there is no such thing, then nobody else has the capability of doing the same thing. It's impossible because fibroids consist of a lifestyle. It consists of your psyche, your emotions. It consists of your eating. It consists of your what you're drinking, what you're not drinking. It consists of your hormone level. It consists of if you're taking any kind of hormone-induced medications. It's all these things come into play. And there is no one herb that's going to work on one person that's going to work on another. And there's a reason why I have the highest success rate here in the Southeast region. Did you hear me? The reason why I have the highest success rate here on this side of the continent is because I don't try to con you with the take this pill, it's going to cure you. I approach each female differently. You know, a woman who's 285 pounds with six fibroids, two of them on the outside, one of them in the walls, and the other one pushing at the cervix, cannot take the same regimen for a female who's 5'2 and weigh only 110 pounds. And she only have one fibroid on the inside of the cavity of her uterus, and the other one is inside the walls of her uterus. You see what I'm saying? So you have to understand that even though both of these females have different fibroids, they both are different in size, they both are different in height, they both are different in lifestyles, they both have different uterus, okay? So you have to approach, as a naturopathic doctor, you have to approach each woman differently. And I don't know how many times I've had so many people call me, mainly men, who want to pimp out a cure-all for females. And don't think that karma ain't going to come back on you. But I tell them straight up, I'm like, listen, there is no herb that's going to cure it. There, no female, if all of the females who I have helped, if all of the females who I've helped for years and years and years got together with their program and compared it with one another, they will see that they are all different. Some herbs work on some people and some herbs don't. Like black cohosh. When women come to me when they're going through menopause, I don't give them all black cohosh. You know why? Because depending on the female liquid intake, depending on the female's activity during the day, depending on the female's stress level, it all depends on all of those whether the black cohosh will give her headaches or not. Some women will receive wonderful results, and they will not have the night sweats, so they won't have the hot flashes. you know, the moodiness. They won't have any of that. The vaginal dryness. They won't have any of this with black cohosh. However, some of the women may have one of the symptoms removed due to black cohosh, and then they experience heavy headaches. And this is where expertise such as mine, a herbalist, as well as, you know, anybody, when I say herbalist, I'm talking about, you know, other people who are not necessarily naturopathic doctors, but we're talking about master herbalists who've been doing this for years and years and years. The woman who helped cure me of cancer was a master herbalist. She didn't have any type of education to get to help me. When I say education, she didn't go to a state board certified educational institution to learn the things she learned. She learned them through her family, through her grandparents, you know, and they were taught from generation to generation to pass on the knowledge and the powers of herbs for every kind of disease and illnesses out there. And boy, did I get off the topic. But anyway, herbs work differently for people. And that's why when it comes to fibroids, you cannot tell somebody to take this one herb, take one pill 2 times a day, and expect it to work. This is the reason why people have given up on herbs, because they read stuff on the internet and they think, like, oh, they're not taking into consideration, well, this is just a generic suggestion. Just like when I tell clients, here's a good example. Here's a wonderful example. When you are anemic, especially with having excess menstrual cycle, which is a result of the endometrium, which is filled with nutrients so that it can feed the embryo and also help with building the placenta, which also feed the nutrients to the embryo to turn into a baby. Okay. If you don't have an embryo inside of you or the egg is fertilized, then you shed those linings, which is your menstrual cycle, okay? So when you shed that, the heavier you shed it, the more nutrients you are eliminating out of your body. Women carry their nutrients in their menstrual cycle. Men carry their nutrients in their semen. The reason, one of the many reasons, and I say there's many reasons why we outlive men, but one of the many reasons we outlive men is because women go through menopause where they stop losing their menstrual cycle. Not only that, though, but we have a healthy woman, excuse me, a healthy woman, not an unhealthy woman. A healthy woman is supposed to have a menstrual cycle that's no more than 4 days long. It's not supposed to be extremely heavy. As a matter of fact, the healthier you are, the lighter your menstrual period is supposed to be, okay? My period is 3 days. And I also contribute that to how active I am. I'm very, very active. I'm in martial arts. I'm also lifting weights. I'm doing a lot of cardio. So, you know, the more active you are, there's a time when it'll affect your menstrual cycle. There was also a time when I was preparing for a bodybuilding competition and my period just stopped for 1 month. And that's just based upon the low estrogen hormone in my body at the time. So what you do, what was I talking about? Gee, see, since when I said I just bounce all over the place. Anywho, the reason why we outlive men is because when we go through our menstrual cycle, we only have our menstrual cycle that one time a month, okay? Men ejaculate 2, 3, 4. This depends on their sexual libido. This depends on their sexual activity, their libido. It depends on a lot of their activities, because if they masturbate and they ejaculate, they lost nutrients. So men can, like, ejaculate, whether it is self-induced or with the help of someone else, and they can do this several times a day, and what they're doing is they're losing nutrients, okay? Where we as women, you know, when we're menstruating, we're only doing it for, worst-case scenario, 7 to 8 days, and I say worst-case scenario. So if a female has constant flow for 7 to 8 days, at least that's just constant flow from 7 to 8 days and not every day, okay? So when we go through menopause, did that we stopped having that menstrual cycle, and the wonderful thing about that is that we stopped losing nutrients. And this usually occurred to women in their late 40s or their early 50s, you know, or late 50s. It depends on the health of the woman. Because my mom did not have, she didn't lose her period until she was 58. And wow. And I'm saying to myself, geez, that's what I got to look forward to. So, you know, just depending on that. But, you know, after 58 or whatever, or whenever you stop having your period, you stop losing the nutrients, and so you live longer. Well, men can ejaculate up until their 70s, you know, up until their 80s. As a matter of fact, I had a client. I'll never forget him. I'm not even going to mention his name because he's local. But his son referred me to him. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And prostate cancer is very easy to cure for a naturopathic doctor. And long story short, got his prostate cancer cleared. And he got himself a new girlfriend. And I think I talked about this once on the air. Anyway, he got a new girlfriend and wanted to an herb that will keep him stimulated sexually for at least 30 minutes to an hour. And he did not want to take Viagra, because he took it once and it gave him these bad heart palpitations that he was scared he was going to have a heart attack. So that really scared him. But it didn't scare him enough to not want to venture into something else to keep his penis hard for his new young girlfriend. And it just amazed me. I said to myself, these men way in their 80s still, you know, worried about their penis. And there's a lot of things about, that's something that's like men, when I usually get men calling me for help, it usually affects their sex drive first, and that's when they call. But if it's something else, they don't really call to get any natural remedies. But when it affects their sexual activities, oh yeah, that phone will start ringing. So anyway, I said all of that to mention that on our herbs at Celestial Healing Wellness will be sold up until March the 14th, not the 19th. March the 14th is the last day we're going to be selling it until I relaunch it again in May or June, because I see big orders coming in, and I have a funny feeling that bigger orders, especially for our most popular herb that we have, is the Hair Growth and Restore, Hair Growth and Repair supplement, which is one of our highest selling supplements. It's very good. I know from personal experience. Please go to the website. You can see how my hair has grown since being on it. Actually, I had to stop taking it, and I had to cut about 9 to 10 inches off my hair because it's just got too long. But I took pictures of my hair before I cut it, and that's short. The thing about it, it's not really short. If you see it, it's still in the middle of my back. But when I had it, it was down past my past the middle of my butt, and so I was like, that's too long. I can't have my locks that long. And it was all as a result of the Hair Growth and Repair supplement. People usually get 2 bottles and they notice they don't need anything out after that. This is a supplement you don't have to get over and over and over and over again. You take it, it does its job, and then you move on, and then that's it. You just enjoy life. Just take care of your hair and, you know, keep it conditioned and take care of it with proper oil and not the synthetic stuff that you get over the counter. So even though I was talking about our herb, the date moved from the 19th to the 14th with the sale of the herbal supplement, I did touch on some things about fibroids. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a couple of drops and then I'm going to get back into it, because as you can tell, I start touching on some things about fibroids. And then I want to get head first and keep the momentum going. But I'll keep the momentum going with some more information and some good stuff about the natural cures and preventions of fibroids. So we'll be right back after this.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archived radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
And welcome back to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is Dr. Keela, and you're in tune to episode 29, The Natural Cures and Preventions of Fibroids. I want to make also an announcement. This is great, that the fibroids are healing our womb, the cause, cures, and prevention of uterine fibroids. Audio workbook series is now available. You know what? I'm so proud of myself. I kept my word. I think it was the, when did I say I was going to finish that? I think I said the last Saturday. Hold on. I'm going to get that right date for you guys, because I was so proud of myself. I was nowhere near finished that workbook series, and I said the 31st that it was. I said on January the 31st, I was going to have it finished, and I was going to launch it on the website. And this is something that has been, you know, I've done the old version of this. Those of you who've been with me for several years know that I used to have the fibroid audio workbook when it used to be in cassette form. There was no such thing as download from the internet or UCDs. It came in a double cassette, actually, a double 90-minute cassette. And it had the workbook with it, and you know, it just didn't have that many pages as it does now. Now that there's new techniques and new methods that the pharmaceutical companies are using, as well as the medical industry, to deal with fibroids, the trickery that they like to use on you, but also the fact that I learned a lot of things on the shrinking process of fibroids that I didn't know back in the early 90s. So it's good to grow in this field. And, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be some new stuff coming up, you know, another 10 years from now, and I have to, the CDs or the download version will be obsolete. So who knows? But you can download it off the internet, and you can listen to it from your computer. And also the workbook as well. You can print it out, or you can have it on your computer where you can reference to it. So it was finished the day I said it was going to be finished. So I'm very proud of myself on that. If you want more information, go to the website healingpowerhour.com, and you'll see the link where it says, I think it's got classes or lessons or whatever. But if you go to the service section of the website, you'll see a fibroid shrinking link, and just click on that link, and you'll see our fibroid audio workbook series, Healing Our Womb, the Cause, Cures, and Preventions of Uterine Fibroids. Very well done. Very good. It's professionally done, by the way. This is why I paid a lot of money to get this professionally done. And so you'll be very pleased. I have no idea. And plus, I threw more pearls out in this workbook than any lecture that I ever did in my life. Okay? It got to the point where I was even talking with one of my clients, and I was telling her, yo, I don't know if I should do this. This is too many pearls thrown out there, and I don't want people to underestimate the information I'm giving them. But, you know, hey, that's their responsibility. I done my part. I did my part by putting the information out there. Now it's there for the taking and using if you wish. And also, we have a fibroid shrinking class, fibroid class coming up. I do believe that class is March the 7th. Let me make sure, because I don't want to give any false information out here. So we have the fibroid shrinking class, which is, yep, I was right, March the 7th. We have two time zones. We have two time slots, because I am taking consideration that there are people all around the world listening to this radio show, but I also have clients all around the world. So I'm taking in consideration where people who are on this side of the world can listen to it and attend the workshop, not the workshop, the online class. Okay, it's a visual online class, okay? It's just like going to a class online. You get to see things. You get to hear me teach and point some things out and teach them something. You take notes, and there's also a workbook that's going to be issued with this. And there's another time slot for people who are on the other side of the world who wish to attend this class. So if you want to register, go to healingpowerhour.com, in the same place where you can get the information for the audio workbook series. It's the same information where you can get where you can register, and you're going to register with Michelle when registering for the class. So that's that on the fibroid class. So we have several things going on. We have the downloadable audio workbook series, as well as you want to purchase the CD, the double CD with the workbook, you can get that too, or you can attend one of our classes. All right? Okay. So, you know, here we go with the fibroids. You all should know what they are, and of course I don't have much time to go into all of the 411 about what are fibroids and things like that. But let me tell you about different locations of the fibroids and how they will affect you. Now, you have various fibroids within the uterus, and you should know that if you have, sometimes people, women will say, well, I started to look pregnant. I have a fibroid, and I look like I'm carrying a child in my stomach. But then I have another friend who has fibroids, and you know, her fibroid is just as big as mine, and she doesn't look like she's pregnant at all. She may have a kangaroo pouch, but she doesn't look like she's 5 months pregnant. And what I want people to know, what I want the women to know is that each fibroid, depending on its location, will display how it affects your body image, okay? So if you have a pedunculated fibroid on the outside of the uterus, and pedunculated is usually a fibroid that's created by a stalk, and so these fibroids are, you know, on the outside of the uterus, and this is where to push up against other organs, and these are usually the pedunculated fibroids are usually the fibroids, or let me just say the outside fibroids, so you all don't get caught up in the medical terminology. But the fibroids on the outside are usually the ones that protrude through the stomach where you're feeling them, and you look like makes you look like you're pregnant. The bigger they are, the more they will distort the stomach of the body. So if a woman has a fibroid that's just an intramural fibroid. An intramural fibroid is a fibroid that's inside the walls of the uterus. Okay? If it's inside the walls of the uterus, it really will not distort her body image. She may and she may not feel them at all. A lot of times if a woman has a uterine cavity or an intracavitary fibroid, she can't feel them at all. Okay? But when you go to a gynecologist and they protrude two of the fingers deep inside you. What they're doing is they're penetrating through the cervix to feel inside the cavity of the uterus to see if they feel a fibroid either inside the uterus or protruding to the cavity of the uterus from the walls of the uterus. So this is how a lot, and they press down on in the inside as well as on the top of the uterus. So this is something that you want to take in consideration when you're getting your pap smear. That's what's going on. So if a woman feels like, okay, well, this person has a different fibroid than I do, remember, you all are different. You can't expect to have the same symptoms because fibroids grow in various areas of your uterus. Now, there's many causes for fibroids. And for those of you who have heard me before, especially on the studio broadcast, is that I tell women to stay away from caffeine, all right? Caffeine feeds fibroids. It promotes their growth. And it's no coincidence that a lot of problems like fibrocystic breasts, as well as more development of ovarian cysts, as well as uterine fibroids, are on the rise now, especially with the high production of caffeine. I don't know what's going on, but you all who are stuck on green tea, you've been had, okay? Stop it. Leave it alone. I don't know where this thing, I know where it comes from. Because the powers that be told you all that green tea is high in antioxidants, you all went back crazy and went into the grocery stores and the convenience stores and drove buying up this stuff. Listen, stop it. Teas, your black teas, your white teas, and your green teas are not healthy for you. As a woman, yes, I said it. Listen, a handful of strawberries has three times more of antioxidants than 1 16-ounce of green tea filled with high fructose corn syrup. Oh, my God, you didn't know that green tea had high fructose corn syrup? Did you bother reading the ingredients of this stuff? I'm just really amazed that you all see some stuff on TV and they say, oh, green tea is this, green tea is that. It's so high in antioxidants and this, that, and the other. You notice that when you take it, you are filled with energy. You are believing that the energy is coming from the green tea natural resources, not from all that sugar and caffeine. And then what you had was a spike go down into a low energy. You go to a spike until you go to your highs and then you go to your lows. And when I was in college, we had a choice of stimulants to keep us awake, natural stimulants, excuse me, for those of us who wanted to do all-nighters. So if we were studying for a major exam or exit exam, I'll never forget this. A group of us were studying together for an exit exam, okay? And none of us had money for no-dose, but there was a hippie, actually this was related to my friend Valerie who helped cure me of cancer. There was a hippie of the street who sold natural stimulants, and those natural stimulants were Siberian ginseng, Meng Wang, which is banned here because so many people were losing weight from Meng Wang, and it was curing people of asthma that the United States banned it, saying that it was killing people because they were taking it and they were having heart attacks, and that was never the case. You know, the just like comfrey was, if you had fractured or broken your bones, comfrey was the thing that was mending it together. They banned that too. So, you know, the FDA don't want you hit, they don't want anything that's going to be good for you, okay? Anything that's going to put a pharmaceutical company out of business, they will ban it. And it's a good thing they can't ban all of the herbs. But anyway, so Meng Wang was the second herb, and then the third herb was green tea, okay? Now, you only take one of these three herbs to stay up for 3-4 hours past whatever. Like if you were suffering from low energy, you know, you would take one of these, but you would not take it on a daily basis. This was something you would use on occasions. So we weren't studying for an exit exam every night. This was something that would happen like 3-4 days out of the weekend. Of course, you know, being irresponsible college students, we would wait to the last minute and try to pull an all-nighter for one night. And in order to stay up, we would take one of those teas. And once you take it, that was it, because it was so high in caffeine that it would keep you buzzed. And, I mean, you would just be bouncing off the walls all night long. And I remember taking green tea. I didn't want to take Meng Wang because Meng Wang really revved me up. So I took the next best thing. And Siberian ginseng was just straight nasty. By the way, the guy who had this for sale had it all in teas. So it's not like you could take the capsules like you can now. So I knew Siberian ginseng tea was bitter, and I didn't want anything bitter. But what was a little refresher was the green tea, and I would take it, and boom, I was up for hours. Like I said, good 4 or 5 hours. And then when that low came, oh, I crashed. I crashed, and I had to go to sleep quickly because that's how it affected me. It stimulated the adrenal glands so that I can keep going on adrenaline, not keep going on energy from the nutrients that's stored in my body. So you need to think about this when you take this stuff on a daily basis, thinking you're getting your antioxidants. You know, what's wrong with eating fruit? Do you think that all the stuff that's in that green tea is effective as fruit? And antioxidants, it seems to be a push word. It seems to be a trigger word, like organic. When I see something that says organic, I really don't even pay attention anymore. I think something's up. Because now I look for specific words, not the sellable, promoting, marketable words. That's what I want to say, marketable words. So a lot of women are doing a lot of caffeine now. For the last 8 years, caffeine intake has been on the rise. From your energy drinks, what are we talking about, Red Bull, Crunk, Monster, those high sugary energy drinks that people are drinking. Now they have the little 5-minute, bottle thing that gives you a shot of, you just drink a shot of it, and it says, oh, it only has 200 milligrams of caffeine. And if you're taking that every day, and some people are taking that 2 to 3 times a day, that's like 2-3 cups of coffee a day. And that's another thing, you know, thanks to the economy, people stop paying for those high-priced coffees and their lattes from Starbucks. But now they're going to the cheaper versions of it at the stores, like McDonald's is starting to sell iced coffees and these nice sugary coffees. All of this stuff is high in caffeine, and it affects your uterus. It affects your reproductive organs. It affects women more than men. It doesn't affect men as bad as it does women. Our reproductive system is very sensitive to caffeine. And when it comes to shrinking your fibroids, ladies, you have to leave caffeine alone. You can't do it. I had a female client, this is a couple of years ago, and she was a coffee addict. She would have 4 to 5 cups. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, on her stressful days, she would have a whole pot of coffee. Easily. She said she took pride in the fact that she could not start her day without her coffee, all right? And she had her fibroid, I think she had several fibroids, but her largest fibroid was 14 centimeters, and that's pretty big. The largest fibroid I ever helped a woman shrink was 17 centimeters. I have never helped anybody past that. And I also specify in the book that if anybody has a fibroid higher than 17 centimeters, then they need to consult with me because, you know, that's going to take a while to shrink, okay? But anyway, she had a 14-centimeter fibroid that was inside the walls of her cavity, inside the walls of her uterus, and they weren't even trying to do a myomectomy. They wanted to do a straight hysterectomy, which is removing all her female parts. They wanted to remove the ovaries, the cervix, and majorly, the major thing they wanted to do was remove the uterus, which had the fibroid there. So that big 14-centimeter fibroid, and she had that, and she liked chocolate. Now, I can understand if women who have their periods, they have that chocolate craving that's occasional. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you got to have something chocolate every day, you got candida and you got some, or you got yeast. I shouldn't say the medical term too much. You either have, you have yeast and you also are feeding on the fibroids. So the first thing I told her, oh, well, we're going to have to go through a detox, because you understand the coffee is a, is an addiction. The coffee and the chocolate itself are both addiction because they both have caffeine, but they also are stimulating her emotional mind to where she's receiving joy or some kind of emotional stimulation from eating and drinking the coffee and eating the chocolate. So this we're talking about a detox like you would go through a drug detox, and caffeine is considered a drug. Okay, it's, caffeine is not something that, you know, you can just be proudly take every day. And if you're addicted to it, you got to go through a detox. So when I was telling her, you know, we have to go through a major detox as if we're detoxing you from drugs, she wasn't hearing it. And I said, you cannot. And I told her, she's like, well, instead of drinking a pot of coffee when I'm stressed, I'll just go down to just having 2 to 3 a day. And I told her, because I'm not the kind of person that will bamboozle you. I'm not the kind of person going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm not going to do that. You can either do what I say, or you can go to somebody else who will rip you off. I told her, I said, you will not shrink those fibroids with a coffee habit like that. It's impossible. And I don't use impossible a lot, but it's impossible. And I said, if you don't believe me, you go out there and keep doing your thing. You keep drinking this coffee, them fibers are going to get worse, and you're going to have no choice but to seek a medical physician to take care of it. Okay? So, long story short, she didn't believe me. She kept on with her coffee. Them fibroids grew even bigger, and one of them burst. And she had to have an emergency hysterectomy. And this is when I don't do no I told you so. So there's no need for that. But this is when you have to understand, what's it worth to you? What's your uterus worth to you? How long does it take for you to have a connection to your uterus that you will put aside other things that are disrupting it? And we can go from caffeine intake to men, because also what I share in the workbook audio series is that our mates, who we choose as our mates, will reflect whether we will determine whether we have fibroids or not. And I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out. I had fibroids twice. The first time was strictly due to my diet. My diet sucked. At that time, I ate pork. At that time, I ate beef. At that time, I drank milk. At that time, I loved Pepsi. I came from the north, so coming down to the south where everything is run by Coca-Cola, I refused to deal with Coca-Cola. Didn't like it back then. Don't like it now. But Pepsi was my drug of choice. And every morning, I would have one Snicker bar and a can of Pepsi, and that kept me going up until lunchtime. And then at lunchtime, I had more Pepsi. So I was a Pepsi fiend, okay? So, you know, the first time I was not in a relationship, the second time I was in a relationship when I had my fibroids the second time. And the thing about what's so ironic is that I was vegan. I was vegan. We're talking about somebody who was eating the proper foods. I was eating very healthy, and I still developed fibroids again. So, but even though they weren't as big as the first time around, when I shrunk them the first time, and they grew back, about 5 years later, they grew back, and they were smaller this time, that's when I realized, okay, here it is, I'm exercising, here it is, I'm eating perfectly, I mean, I'm eating a vegan diet. Didn't never cheat. Never cheated on the vegan diet. I was vegan for 2 years. And why is it that I am developing fibroids? And that's when I started to realize that it has something to do with the subconscious mind. What's going on with me? And at that time, I was with a guy. We both were vegan together. We both were conscious, quote-unquote conscious, in the black culture community. And we wanted to have children. But I knew that I wanted to pursue my naturopathic doctor degree. I knew I wanted to build Celestial Healing at the time. And I knew it was going to require some finances. But the guy that I was with at the time was very irresponsible financially with his money. So even though consciously I wanted to have children with this man, subconsciously I knew it was a bad idea, because if I got pregnant, and, you know, if pregnancy requires money, babies cost money, ladies and gentlemen. So I knew that if I got pregnant, I couldn't go to school, I couldn't pursue my goals, which is another case of sabotage that the fibroids develop. But the biggest reason why I subconsciously created the fibroids is because I did not want to procreate with a man who was financially irresponsible. I never liked that ever, 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 ever. That's one thing I learned from my father. My father was a very financially responsible man, and he would look down on any family member who would take their check and spend it on materialistic things first and their bills second. And that's what my fiancé at the time was doing. So my created the fibroids to prevent pregnancy, because I knew that this wasn't the condition I wanted to be in. And this is something else, the reason why I'm good at what I do when it comes to shrinking fibroids. I deal with the inner psyche of the female. So you see how this is all a lifestyle change? Not only do we deal with what you're eating, not only do we deal with what you're drinking, not only do we deal with your activity, your height, your weight, your daily lifestyle, whether your stress level, but we also have to deal with why your subconscious mind created the fibroids in the first place. This is very important information that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be talked about, because if you don't take care of that, just like cancer, cancer is anger, guilt, resentment, and hurt. You don't deal with that, it's going to form into something, another type of disease somewhere else in the body. A woman who can have the fibroids removed from her uterus and may have her uterus removed by a hysterectomy will start to have those same type of lumps in her breasts. And it's not that the doctors tell the women stupid stuff like, oh, well, the fibroids, instead of them, you know, they moved from your uterus, they came up, they went through the circulatory system with your breast. That's impossible. That's stupid. No. The same issues that caused you to have them down there in your uterus is now causing you to have, your body is the cause you have it in your breast. Your breast is still part of your reproductive system, okay? It defines who you are as a womb man. And if you don't take care of that, they will come back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And if you don't get it right, then it will be the end of you, and you'll have to try again next lifetime. So maybe the next life you'll get it right. And so this is what I deal with when I talk to women. We talk about their emotional past, their emotional present, and how they feel about having children in the future, okay? So all of this stuff plays an important role of the presence of fibroids and why they're in your life in the first place. And it's just not that example. There's a variety, and I don't have that much time. I just looked at the time. Jeez Louise, I should have made this show a longer show. There are lots of emotional situations that I can give an example of why fibroids are produced in the uterus. But all of those, actually every example, I think 90% of the examples are in the audio workbook series. So, you know, go check it out when you get a chance. And I apologize for the delay, not the delay, but ending the show right in the moment of me getting heated up and talking about the fibroids in general. But maybe I'll do a part two who knows? There's always the future. So I'm really, really sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. But when you get a chance, like if you are interested in the class will be given next month. And if you're interested in the, you don't have time to take the class, you can always get the audio workbook series. That'll be available regardless if I'm in Germany or not. Okay, so that's you got the download version or you can get the mail-in version. All right, this is Dr. Akila. I'm going to go ahead and sign off with some music. Thank you for tuning in to Healing Power Hour Radio. If you would like more information about all Celestial Healing Services, please go to our website at healingpowerhour.com, as well as listen to all past shows that we have done as studio shows as well as phone broadcast shows. And there's also some information in the fibroid registration class to register for the classes up there, as well as the audio workbook and the herbal supplements, which are going to start. Remember, we're going to cease those. The 14th of March is the last day to get those. I didn't want them on the 19th. I decided to have it on the 14th. It'll be the last day to purchase those. They'll be relaunched again either May or June, and then they'll stay on online. By then I would have hired someone to take my place to issue those out. Okay, I'm going to leave you now with Michelle Indegay-Cello with Kibo and My Soul Don't Dream. As I greeted you coming in, I'm going to greet you going out with love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Peace and blessings.
From the sky, I try to find my way home. My God can hear me. We haven't fallen from the sky, trying to find my way back home. Yes, I am. Been suffering so long. Mama, don't cry no more. I'm broken my own heart, and my soul and dream. Elijah, hear me cry. Somebody save me.
Somebody save me. Cause God can't hear me. See heaven from falling from the sky. Try to find my way.
Falling from the sky, trying to find my way home. Ooh.
Yeah, I done suffered so long.
My mama don't cry no more, tell.
Cry no more, tell.
I wanna leave, but I can't get nowhere.
I wanna feel love, but ain't nobody there.
My body gets tired.
Yeah. My mind gets so weary.
The heart oh so heavy.
God can't hear me. Oh. You see heaven, I'm falling from the sky. Try to find my way home.
my God can't hear me. No. With heaven that's falling from the sky, got to find my way home, my long way home. Yeah, I've been burning with the sun. Mama, don't cry no more, yeah.
That God can hear me.
Ain't nobody there.
Sweet heaven, I'm falling from the sky.
Where's my heaven? Oh. Mama, don't cry. I'm gone, don't cry.